Good evening, and thank you for joining us. It's a beautiful Tuesday evening here, and if it's a Tuesday, you know what that means. It's time for Change Matters Solutions. We do this each and every Tuesday here on the Intentional Talk Radio Network. It's 7 o'clock here in Big D, Dallas, Tejas. It's 8 o'clock on the East Coast, and it's 5 o'clock on the West Coast. And if you're in the time, if you're in the mountain time zone, hey, you do the math.
We'd be saying yes, 5 o'clock here in Southern California, or 5 o'clock, which is 7 o'clock Central Time. It's one or the other. If it's 5 o'clock in LA, that means it's 7 o'clock Central Time in Big D, Dallas. And that means it is 8 o'clock on the East Coast. And it is time for Change Matters Solutions. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. We've got TJ Lofton who's going to bring you all kinds of information. Lots of information that we want to get to you this afternoon. Kenny Hendricks, go ahead. Take it away.
Okay. Well, you cut me off. So were you not hearing me?
You know what? There's no bandwidth. I don't know what's going on. There's no bandwidth. There's no storm, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, we had a storm come through last night. It was last night, night before. And actually, my audio is a little weird here right now. So let me work on getting this, and then we'll get started.
Well, go ahead. It's rolled over to today because it's real weird right now.
Yeah. Other than that, it's a beautiful day here in Big D. It is a little warm, low 90s. So it's cooled off. It was in the hundreds for a couple of days. And it's better now. You can actually go outside and actually you don't have to take a shower every 5 minutes. So I'm looking forward to getting a little bit better as we move along. And I'm looking forward to this conversation with TJ Lofton. I know he's been here before. We had a great conversation then, so I'm looking forward to this getting started. I did want to mention a couple of things that's going on in the news. Did you hear that there was a shooting outside the Pentagon today? And are you on mute?
Yeah, I'm working on that rap song, You're On Mute. No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, there was a shooting. I didn't get a whole lot of details about it, but apparently an officer is dead and the suspect are dead.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Yeah, this world is going nuts. But the other thing I wanted to mention is that
it's really bad out there. It is really bad. Mm-hmm. Did not hear that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, they're asking Cuomo to resign.
Resign. Yes, I saw that one. And the president said Cuomo
should not have stepped into that. He should have just said, you know, that's not up to me. That's up to him. He should not have gotten involved in that. And I'm really...
You know what? If they're going to ask Cuomo to resign...
Yeah, what about...
Why didn't they ask the maggot to resign?
Yeah, exactly. And Matt Gaetz is being investigated for trafficking a minor. And the Republicans won't do anything about that. So Dems are very quick to eat their own.
And guess what? And they're pissed off because Cuomo did the same thing that Gavin Newsom did. They took control of the incident. They took control of the pandemic in their own states. They stayed there. They were on point every single day. You saw them on the news. You saw them reporting to the people in their states. And they're mad. And they're mad.
And
so
what,
Cuomo took control of it. Gavin Newsom took control. And you see folks are asking both of them to leave.
And what these Democrats don't realize is they're handing the that's a little bit, my sound is getting a little bit better. They're handing the Republicans a gift by doing this, just handing them a gift. So,
yeah, they're the Dems. I'm turning in my Dem card.
I turned mine in a long time ago.
I'm turning
independent.
In my Dem card.
Yeah.
That's really, and of course, he denies the allegations, just as the maggot denied the allegations, but he really didn't deny anything. It gave him glory.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to pat himself on the back because he thinks that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment. For him, that's a great thing. So he doesn't care. It doesn't matter what the word is on the street and how dirty he is. He doesn't care. But I'm sure the Cuomos will care. They will care. And Cuomo did the right thing by the people of New York State. just as Gavin Newsom did the right thing by the people in California. If he had not, look at Abbott, and Abbott is a complete waste. Abbott is a waste.
Look at Abbott.
Why do they let Abbott?
And DeSantis down in Florida.
Yes, both of them.
Yeah.
And they got the worst states going on with this variant.
You know, all the times that you want, okay, let the schools decide. All of a sudden, he wants to pass a bill that says the school cannot mandate masks if the school wants to. You know.
Yeah, right. And that's why states are going to start shutting down real soon.
Yeah, we're going to see, I believe we're going to see another shutdown. And if we don't, all we're going to see is more, these cases are going to go up and up.
We
are certain states, Florida is back where they were this time last year. That's how bad it is.
Right.
And we're getting there too.
And they say, and Fauci said the other day, he's not necessarily asking states to shut down, but he's asking everyone to mask up because it's going to get worse. That's a scary, scary thought.
And I put on Twitter, people talking about the confusion about, there's no confusion about mask.
No.
COVID is a communicable disease.
And
mask,
why is it still
mask may not be 100% effective, but they are providing some measure of protection. The only people that are confused by the mask, what people are talking about, is the people that want to be confused, or they're real far right wingers who are just stupid and they're following the former guy, as people have taken to calling him.
They're stupid. Yeah. What's the big deal about
it's
a mask?
It's a mask.
Why is that such a big deal?
To put on a mask to go spend a half an hour in Walmart, and you're worried about your rights being trampled on. It is utterly ridiculous. It is. I don't like wearing a mask, but you know what? There's no confusion. I don't care what the CDC says. COVID is still out there. I'm vaccinated, but I'm going to wear a mask. And the other thing is that these Republicans are getting vaccinated. These Republican Congress people are getting vaccinated, and they're not telling the people. They're still being anti-vax.
And they're lying about it. And I just read something the other day that said Republicans are now saying those who are not vaccinated are the ones spreading the Delta variant. That's what the Repubs are saying. And they're also saying that those who have not gotten the vaccination should wear masks. They don't know what they're doing. They just don't know what they
are. Problem with that is most of the people that aren't getting the vaccination don't want to wear a mask either.
Right. And people think that it's okay to run around with no mask on and not be vaccinated. That's just insane. That just is not just, I just don't know. It's really going to get out of hand once again. It's really going to get out of hand. And somehow this has got to stop. Not making it available to hundreds of thousands of people. If you're waiting on COVID relief, you're going to be waiting until this time next year. EDD in California has made a mess of everything. And people are living in their cars. The woman had to leave her apartment. And she said she gave up her car. She was just going to go get a small car. And she and her kids were going to live in the car because she had no choice. The Unemployment Development Division, they were doing nothing. They were doing absolutely nothing. They don't answer the phones. They put on the recording. They don't do any paperwork. And the television network said, we're calling you. We're coming. And they said, leave us alone. They just said, leave us alone. So it is going to get worse. It's going to get worse economically, and it's going to get worse with the variant. And people should be tired of it. I am. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. We are going to continue the It's Time to Tell the Truth series, and we will be bringing on another COVID town hall. So we do want our listeners to stay tuned. Be with us every week. Be with us on our podcast platforms. Remember, that is Amazon, Pandora, Stitcher, Spotify,
anywhere you get your podcast. Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Google,
yes.
Amazon. Wherever you find podcasts is where you'll find us. Yeah, absolutely.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
I did want to say this. I posted on Twitter. There was a headline from last year that said the U.S. may have to social distance until 2022. And that was from last year. How prophetic was that? Yeah, that's where we are. Because this is not going to be over in the next 5 months. It's just, no. I mean, there's just no way. So we're going to be into 22. That's 2 years. And I dare anybody to tell me that if anybody else had been in charge, had been living at 1600 Pennsylvania at the helm, we would not be here. Even if it were another Republican, because they would have at least followed the science, at least to some degree. This, for him to say, it's going to go away magically.
It's
going to go. Those words should have been grounds for impeachment right there. To be so cavalier about something so serious, I think that was grounds for impeachment.
And he should be. He absolutely should be. Well, before we get on this and take up the whole entire program on this, we are going to have part of our series, It's Time to Tell the Truth, and that will be, look for that in September. Let's get started with TJ Lofton. He has just as much to talk about, and we want to make sure that we give him as much time as possible. We are going to get started with TJ Lofton. He is here on the Intentional Talk Radio Network to talk to us about real estate, about skills and talents. And he speaks all over the country to talk about skills and talents. He goes to the schools in certain states. He also recently spoke at the, tell us what it was, the Expo, Charter School Expo, TJ?
Home School Expo in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, in Atlanta,
right. The Homeschool Expo. Yes, I really like that. The Homeschool Expo. So how was the expo?
It was interesting. You know,
it was
that's my word for saying, wow, that was crazy. But it was quite interesting. It kind of, I found out, you know, Christians and religious groups are the ones who started most of these schools, all the schools pretty much. So when you go look up your research on the HBCUs, they're all started by religious people, you know. So the beginning colleges were teaching people how to be pastors. All the HBCUs, they started off teaching people how to be pastors. So as I went to that event, it wasn't hosted by us. So I got to see all of them there with all of the literature that our students are reading all over the country. And they were all, it was Christian-based organization, and they were all leaders of the education. So it was quite interesting.
So the expo was it black organizations, or was it just a general organization?
It was a white owned, ran, operated since 1992.
Get out of here.
I kid you not. It was very interesting, and they were looking at me. What are you doing?
Wait. They were looking at you. What? That's what I want to hear.
I have my book is called Monetizing Gentrification and Building Black Ownership, right? Yeah.
So, at that expo?
99.5% Europeans in the room, 99.5% European. And we were sprinkled throughout like speckles of salt, you know what I mean?
We're
like speckles of pepper. Yeah. And here I am, big banner, building black ownership.
You're kidding.
Like, yeah, they looked at me and I had my book there. They were stacked up like, yes, I can supply your school. How many you need? And they were like kind of...
I think we'll pass.
How many of them wanted to come and talk to me, because like I said, they had the Amish walking through there.
Well, how did you get there?
They invited me. They like, because we are starting to homeschool more, you know what I mean?
So they didn't know your background. They didn't know you were black. You are black.
They knew I was black, and they knew they don't have a choice. I sent them, they got my picture. They know exactly who I am. They call me. You know, so what's happening is because of my expertise and me traveling the country, I'm the only one talking about this stuff, but it's not just affecting us, it's affecting everybody. And I just so happen to have a book, but hey, they feel like I put the wrong title on it, but I got the information, you know?
Interesting.
People don't have the answers. They want the answers. They want the solution. So sometimes the person who got the answers and the solutions may not look like you, and he may not appeal to your liking, but if they need answers, they're going to be forced to ask for them.
So I know, TJ, you got an amazing background in the auto industry and building cars and making low riding a viable career for people, and it's something that has been mainstream. And then you started delving into real estate, and you're still in California. So I'm a native Californian, but I've been in Dallas almost 30 years now. I want you to give me a synopsis on the California real estate market. And we all know that it's overpriced, and that I think the number is like 75% of the people that live there really can't afford to live there. Give us just a kind of a synopsis of what is the California market, real estate market.
Well, you majorly broke up, but I did get the last of the question.
Yeah, so I apologize for that. I'm having some issues here, but go ahead.
Not a problem, but I will break down what's going on with the what's going on in California. So what most people don't understand is we have some new money in town. The tech companies have taken over, you know, where Hollywood normally ran California. You know, so we had Hollywood Walk of Fame and all that kind of stuff. So now the tech companies got all the money because Hollywood really don't have that kind of money. So California is restructuring. The whole country is restructuring. So that's what happened when Donald Trump came in office. He said he's going to do he's going to put up his wall. That meant he's going to lock out affordable labor because the Hispanics, they are the affordable labor. That meant when he said that, that meant home prices were going to go up. That meant construction prices were going to go up. That meant the cost of goods and services were going to go up. He also said he's going to put up put tariffs on all the foreign countries that are manufacturing anything outside of America but selling it in America. So that meant the door opened up for a lot of money to be made in manufacturing. So then he said he's going to put sanctions on China for us to not do business with China. So he wanted to bring the money back home because China is the biggest manufacturer on the planet, and America's losing jobs because of all this technology. So fast forward the story, you got all this new things happening, new community, new forms of money coming into America that we hadn't had since General Motors and all those guys shipped those jobs overseas. So fast forward the story. Now Hollywood, Hollywood's losing money because of the app, because of all this technology. You got all of them different people that stream videos now. You got all these different Netflix and streaming, and everybody's streaming. Prime is streaming. So Hollywood's losing money. Fast forward the story. Tech company moved from Northern California. They extended from Silicon Valley. They moved into Los Angeles. They call it Silicon Beach. All of those multi-billionaires and trillionaires decided they want to live in L.A., so they went and bought out Playa Del Rey and completely rehooked it up. They built up all that swampland, so they're driving real estate crazy. They're coming out here buying out all the Hollywood people. That, you know, you got, they pushed them to Georgia. Georgia is now the number one filmmaker on the planet. So fast forward the story. California's real estate is being purchased by a lot of the tech companies. They're going into Beverly Hills, Malibu, certain parts of Los Angeles, buying up the real estate, tearing down the houses, building mega mansions. Now we got houses in California selling for $500 million. You know, we got the average house going for like $100 million. Jay-Z and Beyonce was on the market with $50 million for like a couple of years and couldn't find a house with $50 million. So they ended up buying a house for $88 million, and they got a deal. That house was really $125. So now the normal there is becoming like $125 million. So they're restructuring. They're going to go back and tear down all the old houses. So now, because of what's going on, they realized, the government said they want to change the model of real estate in America. We no longer want to let people with no real money buy houses, because they see that is a way for us to create wealth. So the government set it forth that all the Wall Street guys have been buying up all the real estate clear across the country. And I'm talking about everything. They're the reason why you can't go, like 70% of the home, 70% of the homes that were purchased in the last 5 years have been purchased with cash money. So that just wiped out the majority of your mom and pops, your doctors, your lawyers, people who make six figures a year. You know, they can't come in here and pay $700,000-$800,000 to live in California. You know, $700,000-$800,000, you're barely getting a nice house, and you're getting an okay house in Lamar Park.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
go ahead, TJ.
So now a doctor, someone who wants to be, who's making some money, and I want to live in a nice, I want to live in Palos Verdes, you got to pay $2 million for a nice house now. So how many people can come up with that kind of money, even if you're a doctor or a lawyer? So they're completely changing everything. So now you got the greatest migration in U.S. history because of all the people who are making less than $500,000 a year are leaving California, coming here to the South, driving the South crazy. I'm in South Carolina. I talked to one developer. He told me, TJ, we the third largest or the fourth largest developer, and we only built 7,700 houses in the last 5 years. 7,700 brand new houses, and they're the fourth largest developer in Columbia, South Carolina, where I was at. I come to Georgia. They're building brand new cities out here. They're building brand new freeways out here. I go to Alabama, brand new freeways. I go to North Carolina, South Carolina, brand new highways are being built because of the mass relocation of African-American people and people, period. So wherever we go, the money people, the business owners are going to follow. So now you got all the companies. They're building mega warehouses, like 1 million square feet and up out here because of all the manufacturing. But go ahead, Queen. I heard another question.
So we've got some real estate people on who are California real estate people. One of the things that we know for sure here in Dallas, people are pissed the frick off.
Because
what was that?
Y'all in trouble. Y'all got Elon Musk problems.
No, because California people are coming here and turning everything upside down, inside out, roundabout, and crazy. So people here are really pissed off because they do not want California people to come here and California their Texas. I feel the same way. However, California people don't understand. They do not understand. And California people come with an attitude and a culture that is totally the opposite of what the culture is in the South, beginning here in the central part of the country. California is all by itself. That's Neverland, all by itself. So when people are migrating to other parts of the country, they're saying, don't come here. Do not come here. Because your kind is not wanted here. California thinks we can go anywhere we want to go. We're from California. We can go anywhere we want to go. And it doesn't work. Yes. And they go with money. But believe it or not, in the last week or so, I'm hearing people in the Dallas area that don't care about California money. They do not want California money because they know that California money unravels. It's dysfunctional. It turns everything into a mess. The culture is extremely different. They don't want California money. There are those that do, that think, okay, well, you know, California money, free for all. They're just throwing away money because it's not like here. But serious people, and remember, in Houston, in Dallas, in parts of Texas, this is real generational money. This is where the real wealth is. This is the wealthy part of the country. Yeah, it is. Shake your head, but yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. This is wealthy part. Now, when you talk about wealth in California, that's money that's here today and gone tonight. That's one of the reasons Black folks don't have any money in California. It's here today and gone tonight. So, and what was that?
Explain to you what's going on. See, this is why I do what I do. I've been to 23 states checking this out, researching. We have a new form. Oil companies can say, if you look up the oil companies, they may say, oh, we made $7 billion last year. This other oil company may say he made $13 billion. Well, if you got the tech companies coming in and say, oh, we sold that one app called Candy Crush for $5.6 billion, and then we came in and sold this other app for $13 billion, you got to understand the level of money that's being hit, that's here now. This old money is playing out. They made the old people that have been doing oil all their lives, they got like $30 billion. You understand what I'm saying? They may have $30 billion, and that's like ultimate wealth. Well, we're touching trillion-dollar industries now. These app makers are trillion-dollar companies. Look at, they came in. You're hearing that rappers are becoming billionaires. Oh, Dr. Dre sold his earphones for $1 billion. Now, they bought Beats by Dre for $3 billion. So the amount of money.
Do you know more than one?
Huh?
Do you know more than one? Dr. Dre sold Beats for a couple of $1 billion. Okay. Dr. Dre is one. So if there are, I think it's something like 50 billionaires in this, no, more than 50. If it's 75 billionaires, 100 billionaires in this country, how many of them are Black?
Well, let me correct you with that. I don't want to say the word correct, but let me bring you up some updated information. For anyone to say that TJ's a billionaire, they have to have my permission. They have to have my permission, or it has to be public record. So I can be sitting here worth $13 billion. If it's not public record, you better not say TJ's worth $13 billion because I will sue you. You understand what I'm saying? So you have a lot of billionaires that are not on record, that are Black, that look like me and you. That's not a lot of money is what I'm trying to tell you. That is not a lot of money.
But let me say this. You have to name who the billionaires are in the Black community. There just aren't any. If there are 100 billionaires in this country,
there are 100.
Five of them are Black.
100 admitted billionaires. 100 people who admitted that they're billionaires.
Okay, they're more than five. Name five. Dr. Dre sold Beats for $3.2 billion. Oprah's a billionaire. Tyler Perry's a billionaire. Michael Jordan is a billionaire. Robert Smith is a billionaire. I think the record was Jay-Z is a billionaire.
There's a list that says there's a total of 642 billionaires in the United States. So 642 billionaires.
642 billionaires.
Yeah.
And how many of those billionaires are Black?
I'll find that out.
Yeah, I want to say, and remember, the Blacks that are on record, that are billionaires, most of them are African women. And
there are seven Black billionaires here in the States.
Seven. And the rest of the billionaires that look like me and you are in Africa. They're in Africa and they're women. And it's of record. It's of record. And I want to say, I wanted to introduce you to Mai Collins, who has some information on what Forbes has said. And I think you and I talked about this, TJ. We talked about where Blacks are going to be by the year 2053, and take 2353 off the table. It's more like 2033, 2043. Blacks will make up $0 in the economic platform. $0.
So would you like me to quote the article?
Go ahead, Mai. I want TJ to hear this. So much good information.
hi, TJ. Thanks for your wonderful information as well. So you probably are aware of it, but Forbes magazine has predicted that the median net wealth for African-American people will be zero by the year 2053 if we continued on the trajectory that we have been on since we've started, enslavement, since we've been able to actually make money. I mean, since enslavement ended, because of how we spend money and because we have not created as much wealth. But that was, again, in 2017. So that was prior to the pandemic. Since the pandemic, they said that that's escalated about 10 years because of the amount of wealth that we lost, because a lot of our money, our wealth goes into probate because we don't have proper estate planning. But anyway, so now they're saying by 2043 that trajectory will, that the median, again, African-American net wealth in the United States will be zero by probably 2043. And one other thing that another reason is, in the next 20 years, about $68 billion, they said, will transfer hands from the baby boomers passing on and passing that to the next generation. And there's only about 1% of that $68 billion that baby boomers are leaving will go to Black families.
Right. And the GLAC and the Black Business Association in Los Angeles just sent out an article. And the article states that in the Asian community, their money goes around 28 times. In the brown community, their finances, their money goes around 26 times. And these are figures that we've always known. But the thing that was so interesting that caught my attention, they did not say that in the Black community, money goes around one time. What they said was, in the Black community, money lasts 6 to 7 hours. 6 to 7 hours. And that is a change from going around one time. 6 to 7 hours. Go ahead, TJ.
Who said that?
Excuse me? Who said that? That's it, in articles. One is by the Black Business Association, and the other one was the Greater LA African American Chamber of Commerce. But it's known. It's a fact. It's known information that's been in black and white for quite some time.
And here's the article. I just looked it up. The lifespan of a dollar in the Asian community is 28 days. In the Jewish community, the lifespan of a dollar is 19 days. In the African American community, it's approximately 6 hours.
Right.
And he said that Martin said that on a news talk on TV One.
So you guys are basing this information on information that you guys heard on the news, or that people are being paid to write. If they start talking about all the black wealthy billionaires that are out here in America, it would open people's minds and people would start jumping ship from the traditional forms of education. We got so many billionaires out here. You guys ready to learn something today? We gonna talk about the truth, or am I supposed to just be quiet and let y'all say what y'all saying?
No. You're supposed to tell us what kind of information you have, but don't forget, this is a dialogue. It's a conversation. So you might get pushback. We might dispute it, especially me. Don't forget.
I want you to pull your trusty Google out. You guys believe in Google, though, right?
Kenny Hendricks does. He'll pull up everything.
It is not the end all be all. It is not. No, I don't. It's not the gospel. It's not the end all be all.
Okay, so you mentioned Forbes, right? Forbes is supposed to be the Bible of wealth, right? That's what y'all say, Forbes, right?
No, we didn't say that. That was in Forbes magazine, and we just gave you the information.
I mean, it's a trusted source for information.
It's a trusted source of information.
I want to laugh at Forbes really fast and show you when Forbes got embarrassed and got proven that they're not accurate. My cousin's name is Donald Watkins. Google him. He tried to buy the Dodgers. Before, what's the name, McCourt? What was the owner of the Dodgers' name?
Uh-huh. I know who you're talking about. Okay.
So he tried to buy the Dodgers, and he hit the radar, and the whole world went crazy and said, Forbes, he's not even in Forbes. He's never been in Forbes. He don't have money like that. He's not a billionaire. Well, Forbes never said that. Forbes, that's when it came out that, oh, yeah, by the way, we're only allowed to put people in here that give us their permission.
Okay, but TJ, how can you dispute what Forbes is saying about money in the African American community, in families? How can you dispute their predictions? So it's not about who's going to buy the Dodgers. It's about how do you dispute that?
We're not talking about the predictions. We're talking about, you said there's only 5 or 7 black billionaires. I just named one right off the top, and I'm not done yet.
But I named seven. I named 7. So, and the others are in Africa.
So, do you want me to finish, or you want to say, I just named one.
May I comment?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes.
We got,
I'm not sure.
Let me tell you, I'm here in Atlanta, so let's talk about some Atlanta people. And I'm not trying to put people out there. I think it's important that people know the truth of what's going on. So let's talk history real quick. The mayor, the ex-airman of Atlanta, the Atlanta Airport is the Hartfield Jackson Airport. It was named after a mayor by the name of Maynard Jackson. Maynard Jackson found out that airport was about to be, and he wrote about, he created a 70% minority participation, meaning 70% of the businesses that build this airport has to be African-American. That opened the door to create billion-dollar African-American companies. So I will name one because he passed on. Google H.J. Russell, billion-dollar land development company, still going on. H.J. Russell has passed away, but his children are still here doing multi-billion-dollar construction projects. There is another billion-dollar company. I can't think of their name off the top of my head. It's late right now. Anyway, Google billion-dollar construction company, billion-dollar African-American construction companies, and that's where you will find a lot of black billionaires. So going back to my cousin, Donald Watkins, this is the person, he tried to buy the Los Angeles Dodgers, and that's when America went crazy because they were like, he should not be able to buy that. He doesn't have that kind of money. Well, the Dodgers never said he didn't have it because he came in there with a check, and he was supposed to be the first African-American man to build a stadium with retractable ceilings because the blueprint was out there, but nobody had the money. Nobody wanted to put up the $1 billion to pay for it. So my cousin is in jail right now. They went after him. They targeted that man. He was the first super attorney.
Yeah, it says wire fraud. Father and son who ran a complex investment fraud scheme by which they stole more than $10 million over the course of 7 years were sentenced to 60 months and 27 months, respectively. Donald Watkins, Sr., 70, of Atlanta, and his son of Birmingham, yada, yada, yada. Pay restitution, $13,850,000. Okay.
Google his net worth.
His what?
Google his net worth. Let's see what that's. Talking about a man that owned banks he owned banks in Atlanta. I'm in Alabama. He was the first black bank owner. This man goes back to Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, helping them out. Google Donald Watkins and see his history. He went down. He was like another Bill Cosby in the industry.
National media once touted Watkins as a billionaire. Ahead of his sentencing, the United States Probation Office estimated his net worth at $22,903. The next one, here's AL.com. Donald Watkins, $1.5 billion. Question, was it ever real? And there's a picture of him. Watkins held him out as a successful biofuels entrepreneur. His company, he told investors, was worth $1.5 billion with ventures around the world, working with Martin Luther King, Condoleezza Rice to break into the ethanol markets, and then fraud things came and hit him. Rather than using that money to develop his business, the government says Watkins paid personal expenses, including alimony, back taxes, and credit cards.
Credit cards.
Well, that's what they're saying, so.
Well, just like Bill Cosby, and I don't even want to necessarily use Bill Cosby, but just like if you research his history, see, these are things we got to talk about because so many people are in hitting the silence behind the scenes, out of the way. Now that opens the door for the government and people to come in there and throw bad things on them and arrest them. And then when we finally hear about them, all we hear about is the fraud and the corruption. Mm-hmm. But the reality is they want to destroy his legacy. If you look up his legacy, this was the first black bank owner in Alabama. This was the man who tried to buy the Raiders, the Dodgers, and they blocked him. Then he came back and said he'll buy the I'm not into the sports, so I really didn't care. But it was out of in another team in Los Angeles.
The Angels, the Raiders.
It was baseball.
It's only the Dodgers and the Angels.
Google all of that stuff. Google it, and it all come up. Once you pass by all that craziness about what's happening today, you know what I'm saying? You'll see this guy is a hero to the African-American community. The first corporation, the first Wall Street-type corporation, he was the attorney for that case. So that was the biggest case in the world at one time, and he beat that case. He beat out the United States government, and that is why they deemed they're going to get him no matter how long it takes. So that's just one person. Now, the only reason why I brought him up is because, again, when we don't let people know what we're doing, things like that happen. He ends up in jail, but nobody knows who he is. And that's the problem.
So he went to the clink on wire fraud.
That's what they got him for.
Right. Well, we know that those who don't meet the requirements from white folks, we know that somehow something's going to happen. We know that.
May I comment? Go ahead.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. It's an honor to be on the call with you. I wanted to just mention that this is historical. We know we see this all the time. And in a nutshell, if they do come out and announce they're a billionaire, they're going to be a target. And if they don't come out, they're going to be a target. We know either way it goes, it's going to be it. What's different is when many of the Caucasians enter this same arena, they are able to get someone else to take the fall because they didn't know. He honestly may not have been aware, because when you have a company of that magnitude, you're not touching all those little, you hire people to do that. And we know that fraud is common. But it's just, you know, it's just as he said, it depends on the level of defense that you get and how good your defense attorney is. So I fully understand that. I know that the people of color that I know that have real money, no one knows. And I was always raised that you don't let people know what you have. This new generation has a different opinion. They're into the fake it till you make it. And many of them that look like they have it don't. So I'm fully engaged in what you're sharing.
So I appreciate that, sis. I appreciate that.
I think we lost her. Yeah, and it doesn't help that he was in Alabama.
Right, you know, part right there.
Yeah,
wealthiest was at one time the wealthiest black man in America. Period. Google him. I'm giving y'all some Googleable something to Google and research. You said there's only 7 black billionaires. So we're going down, we're going to name a few of them, just to let you guys know that that is not true. We're not going to get hung up on he's in jail because of fraud and all. No, the question was, is he a billionaire? Was there more than Oprah out there? The people need to know that there are black-owned business owners that are billionaires. So that's the point. Did you all see the movie called, what word am I looking for? The Banker. No?
Yes.
No, I know.
I saw it.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't heard of it.
Okay.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Some of us have seen it. And if I can, real quick, I just wanted to correct myself on that status. 68 trillion makes that will pass along with the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. And they said that is the greatest transfer of wealth. I misspoke and said billion, but it's $68 trillion. Thanks.
So if we focus on the names, and I give you all some Googleable information of people he confirms it really quick. Yes, he's a billionaire. And then, boom, we go in later and do the research and find out what happened, where are they at. But the purpose of this call, you ask me a question, I just want to answer it. That's all. I don't want to debate you about what's the current status, what's happening, what happened yesterday. There are billionaires out here that we just, most people do not know about. Now I want to throw somebody under the bus that I'm mad at. I'm mad at this person. This is a good friend of mine. I'm mad at him. He did some stupid stuff. You familiar with Google Robin Pettigrew?
How do you spell that last name?
Huh?
How do you spell his last name?
P-E-T-G-R-A-B-E.
When we say the whole thing, you broke up. I couldn't hear.
Robin Pettigrew. P-E-T-G-R-A-B-E.
P-E-T-G-R-A-B-E.
Owner of
Celebrity
Marl's Aeronautical.
Celebrity Helicopter.
Yep, Celebrity Helicopters. Owns about, do you remember Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Robin was the black man that was landing his helicopter on those yachts of all the billionaires and picking them up and taking them over to their mansion, dropping them off in the backyard. This black man, this is my homeboy that I've been dealing with, this knucklehead that I'm mad at him right now. But anyway, you pull him up, it says he's worth $100-something million, but that's not accurate. This man has over 30 helicopters worth $1 million apiece. He has a bunch of airplanes. This is one of the wealthiest black men that's in your face that they don't even want us talking about. We just did, not just did, but he helped Isaiah Cooper, 16 years old, to fly around America, first African-American to fly around America by himself. From Compton, Robin Pettigrew is in Compton, inside of the Compton Airport. He is a member of the Black Pilots Association. And I'm not trying to throw people under the bus. I'm just saying we got to wake up. Black Pilots Association. Let's think about that. How many black pilots do most of y'all know? Not many, right? Maybe somebody know a couple of TWA or American Airlines pilots.
But yeah, we've had pilots on the program. Yeah, we know some.
We know some billionaire pilots that own a lot of airplanes, y'all. So
say that again, TJ.
There are billionaires that own a lot of airplanes in these organizations. So if you look me, you go to my social media. I've been flying around in helicopters and private jets long before you seen the rappers doing that kind of stuff. All you got to do is go on my Facebook page and pull it up. Go ride down to the Compton Airport. You'll see amazing helicopters sitting out there that's being flown every day by black men, but he's invisible in broad daylight. Because we look at black people like, oh, he don't own that. He doesn't own that. So how much did it say Robin is worth?
Right here, 2019, it said between 110 and 118 million. 2021, 121 million.
Okay, so that's, I'm just going to throw that out there and say that's not accurate.
This is just.
That's what they can prove.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. But that's one of our oldest successful people that we don't know about. Y'all want me to keep going?
Yes, please.
Be quiet. Be quiet now.
No, because I will dispute you. I'm not quiet. I'm not quiet. I'm just listening. I know. We're participants of the organization of black aerospace professionals. So I'll wait till you finish.
I could have stopped at one. You said it's only seven. I could have stopped at one, but I gave you three.
Yeah. I gave you seven. So, and what Ken found out was that there are 632 billionaires.
The thing is 642, I think, altogether.
642 yeah. altogether. And there are seven that I named, seven black billionaires that I named. And I said the other billionaires, okay, all I'm saying is that there are other billionaires who are on the continent of Africa, and most of those are women.
And I'm letting you know there are a lot of African-American men in America that are billionaires that they don't talk about.
Okay, so what we need to do, is let the authorities know that their information, one, is incorrect. Two, there are billionaires in the Black community. They're just hiding. They're hiding in plain sight. So, and what we need to do is, since we do have more than just seven Black billionaires in this country, and I also looked up a man who just acquired a Hilton Hotel, but you know that Bob Johnson owns Hilton Hotel, and I believe it's in the Caribbean. But we need to talk to folks who are billionaires. We need to talk to people who are billionaires. I forgot to name Allen.
Byron Allen.
Byron Allen.
Correcting Byron yourself. Allen. More than seven billionaires that you know of, and they're not African. They're African American. But anyway.
No. They're African. They're on the continent of Africa.
Take that knucklehead down. I'm mad at him. You owe me an apology.
Okay.
So anyway, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Not be reporting nobody to the authorities, but what we will be doing is letting people know that, oh, we have a lot of African American billionaires, and you too, young man, can be one too, or you too, young woman, can be a billionaire too. We got a lot of new billionaires popping up because of this real estate market that we're talking about. But go ahead, Queen, you had a question?
Yes. I wanted to know, when the billionaires are, when they state that this person is a billionaire or that person, because you named a couple people that whose companies are worth over $1 billion. But I thought that when I read, and this is my question, when they state someone is a billionaire, I usually read it where it says they have a net worth of $1 billion. And I think that is a huge difference, right? Between whether, you know, like if I have a company, and of course, most companies want to have as many tax shelters and everything as possible and claim as little as possible in terms of their net, you know, worth or their gross income compared to their net. So is there, when you're naming these billionaires, are they net, you know, are they $1 billion? Is their net worth $1 billion, or are their assets worth, you know, that are not liquid worth $1 billion?
The conversation was billionaires. So I'm not going to sit here and try to debate their financial situation. I'm just letting
you
know.
That's not a debate. That was a simple question.
No, not that part. I'm not trying to go there on that level. But yes, it is a simple question, but I don't know necessarily. It's not their companies that are just worth $1 billion. The companies be worth more than that. But we're talking about people who have amassed large amounts of wealth. Like right now, it's not even fair, because I'm in Georgia with a billionaire who acquired it because of his real estate value just skyrocketed. This older gentleman, hopefully he's still here. I was fortunate enough to sit down with him. This brother bought real estate back in the days. I'm talking about 100,000 square foot office building, 13,000 square foot this, 50,000 square foot that. And over the years, he told me, quote unquote, over the years, he probably had about $10 million in real estate over his 50 years of purchasing, that all of a sudden when the economy took off, his wealth skyrocketed. Now he's worth billions of dollars just through the real estate that he owns that they are desperately trying to take from him, trying to get from him. This older gentleman told me they brought me to him to talk to him, and he said, do one favor for me, TJ. It's not just about having money. It's about when you have money, it's a war. You got to protect yourself. And I don't want you out there telling people, oh, yeah, we got to have money. We got money, and it's about having money. You got to let them know that they have to protect themselves, because this man has so much wealth that he acquired through real estate. And now his security is being threatened, because he got to watch out for his children, because they want that real estate back, because he owns all the prime real estate in the local city here in Georgia. And I got that same story for a lot of other places of Black people who real estate wealth just quadrupled because the economy went up. Does that make sense?
So it does. And I understand that, unfortunately, we do have to hide. I mean, I think anybody that's extremely wealthy has to protect themselves and their families and all of that. But I wonder if
the whole point of this, of saying and pointing out how many billionaires and millionaires that are in the African American community, why aren't they, or is there some reason that they're not contributing to the at large African American community and helping, you know, the plight of all of us?
That's not true. See, let's talk about that. You said not helping the plight of all of us. Let's talk about that. What does help look like? What's your definition of help is the question that I will pose back to you. What does help look like? If I show up, hey, I'm TJ, I'm going to donate the African American community $1 billion. Okay, what y'all, what y'all going to do with it? You know what's going to happen? Okay.
Well, you want me to ask the question? What does help look like to me?
Well, we've got 3 minutes. We've got 3 minutes, so go ahead and wrap it up. So, oh, you can answer that, but yeah.
So what it looks like to me is job opportunities, better education, better housing opportunities in our neighborhoods.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Job opportunities. The billionaires that made their money, like the one that I was talking to, two of them I was talking to, they're developers. They want us to be, they said, I can help you guys if you be developers. But America, the system of America says, Black people, you need to go to college. And if you don't go to college, you're going to fail in life. So here they are saying, hey, I want to convert you guys into land developers and you can be a billionaire. But they're like, well, I don't want to do that because there's no degree. That's just a trade. I'm not going to make it in life. I'm going to fail. Another billionaire that I was talking to having the same conversation.
But see, isn't it up to the billionaires if it's their own money? That's what I mean by our people in our communities. Can't they hire who they want to hire? Can't they do on-the-job training regardless of the person?
They are doing that. They are doing that, but most parents don't want anything to do with it. Just like I came to the economy and said, hey, I'm here to help. I made my money through low riding. And they looked at me crazy like, we don't want to be mechanics, TJ. I'm like, but you can make $1 million. I did. Look at me. I'm a manufacturer. Look at Mr. Dudley. What's his name? Mr. Dudley. He owns the hair care product. He's the hair care billionaire. Mr. Dudley will come in. And he's an older guy if he's still here. I went to his birthday party a couple years ago. Mr. Dudley, so he was the first African-American hair care product maker. And he came into the community and said, all of y'all quit y'all jobs, quit college, drop out of college. I'm going to make all of y'all millionaires selling my hair care products. And people said, oh, we don't want to sell hair care products. We don't want to travel around the country. I got a family at home. I don't want to sell your stuff. Well, he just said, I'm going to make you a millionaire. His name is Mr. Dudley. I could keep going on and on with these names, y'all. And Mr. Dudley has a 100-bedroom mansion in North Carolina, and he teaches entrepreneurial classes at his house every Monday, I believe it was. And I'm sitting in the room with at least 100 people that he made millionaires.
We'll have to continue this conversation the next time we have you on, TJ. So we definitely want you back, and we're going to have to continue this because this is an amazing conversation, and we definitely want to continue it. Colette, please take us home. And thank you, TJ. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, your bandwidth is really wrong. So thank you very much. You have been listening to Mr. T.J. Lofton right here on Change Matters with Kenny Hendricks and Colette Williams. And it's a very, very interesting conversation. We will have to continue that. We are out of time. Sorry about that, folks. We are out of time. So we will get back to this and we'll let you know. Okay, we need to see that. Okay, there you go.
His book, Monetizing by T.J. Lofton.
Monetizing by T.J. Lofton. Don't forget, Monetizing by T.J. Lofton.
Only buy it at tjlofton.com. Do not go to Amazon. tjlofton.com.
tjlofton.com. That's Lofton with an I, Lofton.
That's right. tjlofton.com. So thank you for joining us, everyone. It's been a very interesting conversation. And we will be with you tomorrow. We've got another guest on In the Mix, Conversations with Colette and Corliss. Join us then at 5 p.m. on the West Coast. And remember, get all of your podcasts right here on itrnradio.com or go to your favorite podcast platform, Amazon, Google, Spotify, Pandora, any of them. they will have our podcast. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. And don't forget, it is time to tell the truth. Take care, and we'll talk to you then. Have a good night.